Evans of Brisbane Spring. Cammie Knight to the studio. How are you? Great to see you, Cammie. Federal agencies have started reopening after the longest ever US government shutdown.
43 days that shutdown lasted. And although President Donald Trump signed the funding package last night, things are not quite back to normal just yet. Air travel is still feeling the effects, with nearly 1,000 flights cancelled this Thursday. And federal workers who are furloughed or working for free are still waiting to receive their back pay. It's likely the lingering effects of the shutdown will be felt for months. And with the agreement only funding the government through January, it's possible Americans will have to face another shutdown soon. Brian Quinn has the details.
Federal workers furloughed, crucial food assistance cut off, a national air traffic control system hobbled. The effects of the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history will take time to unwind.
The services that the government provides are now 6 weeks essentially behind schedule, and some of that productivity might never get recovered.
The 600,000 government employees who were furloughed for the 43-day shutdown have been ordered to return to work Thursday. They, along with the hundreds of thousands of essential workers who were still required to show up for their jobs without pay, are now entitled to back pay. U.S. officials say that process will start on Saturday and will take until November 19th to complete. The Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, provides food aid for some 42 million low-income Americans who have not been receiving their full benefits for weeks. States say they will need as much as a week to update beneficiary lists and recharge the debit cards used for SNAP. America's air traffic controllers are among those essential federal workers. But as the shutdown dragged on, many went on sick leave, a long-standing staffing crisis in the high-stress profession only likely to worsen.
We now have 15 to 20 air traffic controllers retiring a day. We are going to be stuck dealing with this problem where we're about 2,000 controllers short, trying to make up that difference.
Airlines forced to cancel flights are now left with planes and crews out of position and a major backlog, meaning delays and cancellations will linger. The Congressional Budget Office says the shutdown will likely cost the U.S. economy $7 to $14 billion in lost output.
Scotland says it plans to issue its own government bonds, and it intends to do it in style, nicknaming them kilts, to contrast with UK government bonds known as gilts. It comes after both Moody's and S&P Global gave Scotland the same credit ratings as the UK. A quick reminder, government bonds are loans you give to the government that pay you back with interest later. First Minister John Swinney says the proceeds will be used to fund capital investment in key infrastructure. This, of course, is dependent on whether the SNP government is re-elected in May, after which it would issue a total of £1.5 billion of debt during the next parliament. It's very little compared to the £300 billion that the UK expects to issue this year, but it's seen as a way to establish the principle that Scotland can raise its own funds independently. In other news, the EU is seeking to crack down on Chinese parcels faster, European finance ministers agreeing to bring forward to next year customs duties on low-value parcels arriving in the bloc. The move is likely to hit retailers like Shein and Temu as more and more Chinese goods enter the EU. Gabrielle Nadler has the story.
3-euro crop tops and 11-euro cast iron pans may no longer get into Europe as easily. The EU agreed to remove a de minimis duty exemption on orders worth less than 150 euros starting next year, in a decision by finance ministers on Thursday. This is part of an effort by the EU to crack down on low-cost Chinese goods from retailers like Shein and Temu. Last year, the number of low-value parcels entering the EU doubled to 4.6 billion, 90% of which came from China, according to EU data.
Ending the exemption will close long-standing loopholes that's been systematically exploited to avoid custom duties. This change will also create a fairer and more level playing field between European businesses that pay duty on all imports and non-EU companies that sell low-value goods directly to European consumers without paying customs.
The agreement was hailed across Europe as a positive step. The U.S. had already removed its own de minimis policy, which applied to parcels worth under $800, raising concerns more cheap Chinese imports would come into Europe. The decision also comes after the French government took actions to suspend Shein over its sale of childlike sex dolls.
The models of Xi'an and Temu represent an industry we must protect ourselves from.
All packages, which still needs to be agreed on by member states.
Now, if you're worried robots are taking over the world, this video you're about to see might put your mind at ease. Russia's attempt at introducing an AI-powered humanoid robot didn't go quite as planned. His name is Adol, and as he attempted to wave to the audience, he lost his balance slightly, and I won't spoil it for you. Started collapsing towards the side until he fell flat on his face. Now, his two human assistants rushing to help him back up. The company's CEO told Russian media that the fall could have occurred because of insufficient lighting or a malfunction, probably not what he was hoping for the robot's debut. But if you're looking for the drunk friend experience, look no further, Mark.
I was about to say, I bet you've done that, haven't you, on a night out?
Never.
No comment there from Cammy, but I'm sure we've all been there. Never mind. Poor robot. Cammy, thank you very much indeed for the business there. She's back with more. Even more robot stuff. You never know. We'll see. Cammy, thank you very much indeed. Great to see you. We take a very short break after that. The news continues here at Prime News Paris. Stay with us.